Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 13, 2011, Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. I want to congratulate and welcome all of our Moore Success Team associates that won the free all-expense-paid vacation of the Players Club trip to Cancun, Mexico last week. I want to welcome all of them back, and, of course, I know everybody had an incredible vacation, but we're even more excited about the next year's trip, which will be in Maui, Hawaii. So if you want to give an all-expense-paid vacation of a lifetime, then you simply need to get involved with Players Club and stay qualified. You need to get started this month. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to an original Millionaire Club member now in his 27th year with Prepaid Legal, of course, the leader of our Moore Success Team, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Are you back on the call, Mr. Moore?
I forgot to unmute myself. I'm sorry.
I can hear you. You're back.
Yes, I am, Randy. This is an exciting call tonight. You know, this gentleman and I was visiting again this morning, got a lot of things in common, got a lot of things we'll be working on in the future because we're looking for great things to be coming from Prepaid. But rather than take up all of his time, I want to introduce you a millionaire ring earner, a millionaire club member, guy that makes well over $1 million a year, Platinum II jacket owner, co-CEO of Prepaid Legal, none other than Mr. Mark Brown. Mark, welcome to the call.
Well, thanks, Ken, and thanks, Randy. And as I just begin, I want to say something because I was in the boardroom with Mr. Ken Moore today, and as every Monday, we sometimes I'm on the road and can't be in the boardroom, but every Monday I try to be there and do the group call and the leadership show. And every Monday morning, Ken Moore is in there with Keith Davis and myself, and we've been doing that for a long time, right, Ken?
Absolutely, going to do it a long time longer.
That's right. I mean, several years, I just got to tell everybody this. I didn't plan this necessarily, not saying it just because Ken's on the call is how I sincerely feel, and I think Ken knows this. But every time I walk into that room and see Ken Moore there, I know it's going to be a good day because I met Ken Moore, and I'm going to go back a little bit if that's all right, Ken.
Yes. Liberty, Mark.
I got to tell you about Ken Moore, you folks are in his downline organization. You know about him, but I just got to tell you a little bit about him. When I first, and the reason I'm telling you this is I was thinking today about this call, and I just started thinking about the history of Prepaid because we're going through changes at Prepaid, all good, all excellent changes, but we're going through changes. I mean, there's different people around. But I was thinking back to my first real event exposure, if you will, with Prepaid Legal Services, and that was group school in the middle of April of 1995. And actually, I didn't even intend on going to the group school, but somebody at Prepaid told me that this is really good training, you need to go. And so I went, and my first introduction to Mr. Ken Moore was when he was asked by Catherine, and I'm going to assume you did that quite often, Ken, but he was asked by Catherine to open the group school, to kind of make the introductions and talk to us a little bit. And that was my first experience with Ken Moore, and he told me some things that day that I live by to this very day in Prepaid Legal. And I could tell then, and that was about 16-some-odd years ago, April of 95, I could tell then that he was passionate about what he did. And I was from a world where, you know, people did what they did because they had to do what they did, not because they were passionate about what they did necessarily. Some were probably, but the majority were not. And I could tell Ken Moore was extremely passionate about what he did. He made that opening speech at that group school, and I felt like I've had a relationship with Ken Moore ever since. That's what I was thinking about when we were doing the group call today.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. I really thank you. And I tell you what, we've had some good times, but the times are going to be much better.
Well, times are always getting better at Prepaid, and I wanted to mention that because the fundamental things that happen at Prepaid Legal Services, I was taught at that very first group school by Ken Moore, by Catherine Walden, and I'll never forget it because I live by that today. And that's the product is the key. The product is our I mean, it sets us apart from anything else in the world, in my opinion. And it always will. It'll do nothing but get better. But my story is, the reason I'm in the business, and I want to get this across to everybody, not because it's me or has anything to do with me necessarily, but that I think it is a really great way to expose the business to help people fall in love with the product. Because if you can, excuse me, if you can help them fall in love with the product, they stay with that product forever, and they tell other people about it. And if you can help people fall in love with the product, you can turn it entrepreneurial. Dave Savola told a story on the group call this morning, Ken, that when he was first exposed to prepaid legal, he already had the membership. But when he was exposed to the opportunity, Dave Roller took him out, and he watched Dave Roller write, was it about 10 memberships that first morning?
I thought it was more than that, Mark. I thought it was 14, but it might have been 10.
It may have been. It was somewhere in there. So it was about $1,500 worth commission-wise. And Dave Roller said, I've got two more of these set up for today, and I'll probably do the same thing. And so over a hamburger at lunch after that first exposure that Dave went with Dave Roller, basically what Dave Roller said was, do you want in? Over a bite of hamburger, and Dave Savola said, yeah, I want in. And that was his recruiting story, basically. Dave had already fallen in love with the product. He understood the value of it. He understood that you didn't have to warehouse it, that you didn't have to inventory it, that you didn't have to lift it, bag it, store it, all those different things, that they had a pristine product that he had used for several years before he was shown the opportunity. And I just thought that was a great story this morning. And it makes me think of Ken Moore. It makes me think of Wilburn, who we just lost. Wilburn would be telling you the same thing, that what we're in this for is to make a great business for ourselves and to help people. One of the things that Harlan Stonecipher told me when I first met him, I said, just getting a chance to visit with him for a few minutes, and that was also back in 1995, and I said, what do you want out of this business? What drives you? What motivates you? And he says, I learned a long time ago, if you really want to help people, you will have a great business. And he says, I want to help people. I want to help you. I want to help every prepaid legal associate. I want to help the people that can become members, because either way, it will change their lives. And that's the passion, the commitment, the drive. That's what has kept me going all this time and helped me build a good business. And this is what will help us continue in the future. Because all the folks from the new company that will be stepping in at some point have said the same thing. It's about selling, it's about exposure, and it's about keeping the business on the books. So, Ken, I've come up with the perfect formula for having a good prepaid legal business. And I think it's four words. It's sell more and keep more. Sell more and keep more. And if you can do that,
I'm glad you got that word more in there.
That's right. That's exactly right. I didn't think about that, but that's perfect. But don't you agree with that, Ken? It's sell more and keep more. In other words, persistency and activity. Sell more, keep more. And I think that's going to basically be the theme of our company going forward. It's of course, we want to build the business. We want to expose. We want to recruit. Recruiting is the lifeblood of the business. But if you can marry those two ideas together, the persistency, so you've got to do a good job in the process of transferring your belief to other people on the membership, as well as the opportunity. When somebody comes in the business, you help them become productive. Recruit and teach people to produce. That's one of the other little formulas I live by. My simple story was I fell in love with the product. A printing customer of mine exposed it to me, showed it to me. I was skeptical. He used all the objections that everybody in the world's ever heard and done and used. But when it came to it, I knew I had a legal problem. I had a situation. I didn't have any way to access the system. I bought the membership, used it very quickly, and they wrote a letter for me that cured a problem that I had been having for 3 months, been losing sleep over, been becoming unproductive over. And it wasn't a magic letter that the law firm wrote. It wasn't a magic law firm. I simply had the ability to access what they had, which was the ability to look at my case, my situation, and write a letter on my behalf, and they wrote a good letter, but you know what? Any lawyer in that area or especially could have written it. I just couldn't get to that person. So when I got the news what had happened, I reflected back over the last week, because it was about a week before I got the letter back from the company absolving me of all the charges. And I thought back that night, Ken, that I simply was stunned by this. And I thought, you know, after I unburdened myself to that lawyer that first day, I slept better that night. I actually got productive in my business, my printing business. It kind of changed my life. I didn't really think of the problem I'd been obsessing over for several months. But I realized what the real magic was. The magic was that I never left my office to get that done, and I sat there knowing right then, I can remember thinking it, you know, everybody's going to own this. Everybody, if they knew what I was feeling, if they knew what had happened to me, if they could see how this worked, if they could feel this, everybody in this country would own it. And so that became my mission, to help everybody own that product. And in the meantime, in the way to do that, was to show other people the business and help them do the same thing. And that's simply my business model. And I'm excited that we're going to continue that type of business into the future. Now, I mean, you might see some things change as far as branding and brochures, all that for the better. There's always things you can do to improve any business. I don't care what business it is. But you know what? What's at the root and the core of our business is that the product is the best. And here's the other little formula I kind of live by and think of with prepaid legal. The service works and the check's cash. And that's what, you know, that's kind of the ultimate. You know, you've got a great service and you've got a great compensation plan behind it. And the need for the product out there, Ken, is just incredible. Just incredible, because every day I read the papers, I read magazines, I listen to news, I watch TV, news on TV, whatever it might be. Every day there's articles and there's people talking about what we do, only they don't know they're talking about what we do. They're just talking about the need for what we do, and they don't know we're there. And so that just means to me that we have an incredible opportunity. So it's retain, retain, retain. It's sell, sell, sell. It's recruit, recruit, recruit. It's putting all that together in a great package to build a great business.
You know, Mark, if I might butt in here and say something, I've trained my people for a long, long time to become problem solvers. And there's two things that I feel like people want to know. What will it do for me? Can it solve my problem? And then what does it cost me? If you get those two things across to them, everything else falls into place.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then you look at recently, another article recently, Ken, was how many people work two-plus jobs, and their second job they earn on the average about, and it's usually part-time, but average about $300 a week. If you sold two or three memberships a week, let's just say two a week at senior associate level with the $35.95 product, you're talking almost as much as people would make working part-time 30 hours a week. We have the strongest opportunity out there. And if people can just catch the passion, the vision of this membership, I almost can guarantee that they'll have a great business.
You know, Mark, you said something about the brochures and different things. Do you have anything that you could tell the people, or is it a little too early to announce some things or on the right path? Or you know, some people is bought into this. Some people still sitting on the sidelines. I think everybody should just go out there and actively do their business and go straight forward, so when things do happen, they're situated to take the most advantage of it. Myself.
Yeah, I'll be real frank, brutally honest. I cannot understand anybody sitting on the sidelines.
I know I can't either.
The product is getting stronger. The new folks coming into our business love three things. They love the home office and the staff there, and the apartments and how well they do things. They love the provider attorney system and the provider lawyers, and they love the field force. I can tell you that because that's what they tell me every day, okay?
And what's not to love, right?
And what's not to love. So if this new group is going to pay, you know, $600+ million, and they love us, they love the law firms, they love the office structure, all they want to do is help build and grow the business and take it beyond where we are now.
Well, you know, Randy and I have been talking, of course, Jeremy, and what we intend to do is have a bigger, more solid, well-trained, and when I say well-trained, not only in presenting the product, but in the knowledge of the product than we've ever had before.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And sitting on the sidelines to wait is just like leaving money on the table and walking away from it. Build your business, grow your business. It's going to be better and better and better. We're all going to be here. It's going to be seamless. You're going to enjoy it. And no, I'm not going to go through some of the things I've heard yet because, you know, I don't think anything's totally decided on exactly the little details. But if anybody heard the leadership show today, you heard Alan Fernley on there talking about how great it's going to be going forward. And I think that speaks volumes. For, you know, just go back and listen to his part of the leadership show if you do nothing else. And if you don't catch some spirit and excitement from that, then I don't know what to tell him.
You know, Alan's going to be on this call in the next two or three weeks. And I might say this, I'm interrupting your call, but you're so easy, let me do that. I appreciate it.
No, go ahead.
You guys had Michael McCoy on this week, and he's going to be on our call next week because of much things as you and I was discussing what is happening in the world of identity theft. You'd think it was slack off, but it's not slacking off. It's getting heavier into it. It's getting worse, and it's not going to let up. So what was your opinion of how he did on you guys' call?
Well, Michael McCoy does a fabulous job because he's really plugged in and tuned in for several different reasons to identity theft. I mean, he's at the college in Iowa. He works on their staff with that. He's written books. He understands the other companies. I was just doing some evaluation today of what you would call so-called competitors in the ID theft arena. None of them do restoration. None of them do what we do that I've ever found. And here's the thing, folks. I mean, I don't care if you're talking to an employee group or if you're talking to your friend, family, relatives, neighbors. Prepaid Legal Service, our memberships, the ID theft and the legal plan make your lives better. It makes better friends, family, relatives, neighbors. It makes better employees. I don't care where they are in what station they are in life. It makes better people because they have access. They can do something. You know, all these other companies can do whatever they want, but when it comes to, and here's the plethora of articles I've gotten in just the last handful of days, 3 or 4 or 5 days. I mentioned it on the call today, on the group call today, Ken. Taxpayer ID theft is huge. It's soaring. And that's not my words. That's the articles I've been reading. And if you want to get those articles, just do Google searches. Minor ID theft, taxpayer ID theft, in other words, IRS stuff, medical ID theft. Even I've mentioned one today, Ken, that I thought was interesting, ID theft of the dead. Because now the thieves have figured out how to do that. Folks, you know, the people in this country have to figure out a way to access the system for the complicated world we live in. It's just a simple fact. I've used the legal plan 3 times this past week. All of them for things that I had nothing to do with. I got an errant a debt collection situation from a debt collector type. You know how those people can be, Ken. They're just terrible.
Absolutely.
I got this horrible letter from an account that I had paid for in full with a credit card. I didn't owe anything. It was just wrong. I don't have time to call those people and go through call waiting and caller ID and call holding and voicemail and punch this button and that button. I just give it to the law firm. Folks, help me with this. And they handled it. Folks, you only have so much time in the world. You know, time is fleeting, and life is too short for me to deal with people and stay on hold and indefinitely and try to call them back and do all the things you've got to do. I've got to have help, whether it's ID theft situation or whether it's something simple like just a mistaken credit or debt collection type situation. I don't care what it is.
Mark, I've had two of those, one from a dealership in Colorado and one from a hospital here in Oklahoma that I've never been to either place.
That's right. And, folks, you've got to – I mean, that's the basis behind our product is giving people the ability to access a system that will handle these things so you can go back and do what you do best. And, again, it makes better friends, family, relatives, neighbors, better employees. Everybody that owns it is a better person. They become more productive. So none of that's going to change, folks. It's just going to get better. You're going to love it going forward. And I say, if you're sitting on the fence, if you're waiting to see, I feel bad for you, because we're all going to go on and just continue to build and grow our businesses. And I would implore you to just jump in and get out there and tell people, you know, expose them to the opportunity, expose them to the product, and build a great business.
Well, Mark, I've got a problem that you guys don't have, though. I think I've only got about another 25 or 30 years to work this thing. And the rest of you guys got a little longer than that, you know.
Well, you know what? I feel the same way, Ken. I'm gonna work it for all it's worth.
I am, too. I made that promise to Wilbur. If Wilbur Smith was on the call tonight, he said, well, what's the matter with you guys? Why are you hanging around? Why don't you go out and do something?
He'd be telling us the same thing tonight, man.
Exactly, he would. He would. Well, Mark, really, really appreciate it. Like I told you this morning, and maybe on the call, that you was talking about the using dead people. You know, I got a deal from people want my mother for jury duty. My mother's been dead several years, but they still want her to sit on jury duty.
And those things are going to continue to happen. And,
absolutely.
And everybody's going to be what we do is more going to become more apparent, and there's nobody out there doing it, Ken.
Absolutely. So why not let us be it, only do more of it?
That's right.
Mark, are you going to be in the office tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'll catch you then. I know Randy wanted to say something, too, but I'll tell you what, you're one of the guys that always jumps up and helps me get on my calls. I want to publicly thank you very much for it.
Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing else. I told you today, there's nothing else I'd rather do. I feel good being on this call because I know it's productive. The people are great, and you couldn't have a better upline and group, group to work with than the Moores. Pardon me a little bit. I got a cold, Ken.
I understand. Randy?
Mr. Brown, I want to thank you. You know, you're the co-CEO of Prepaid Legal, and you took time out tonight just to be on our call, and you've always been gracious and very informative, and we just appreciate you very much, and thank you so much for helping us out tonight.
And any questions anybody's got, even if we don't entertain them tonight, send us an email through Ken and Randy, and I'll make sure you get an answer. Anything we can do to help you build and grow your business, that's what we want to do, because we're on fire, man. We're going to increase this thing multiple fold.
Well, thank you for being on the call, Mr. Brown.
Hey, you got it. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Now I want to go out to the state of Virginia to one of our Platinum Executive Directors who just came back from the Cancun trip, the Players Club trip, and that's Mr. Jeff Hughes. Mr. Hughes, are you on the call?
I am, sir.
Hey, you had an exciting trip, I understand. You'd like to show some of that enthusiasm here with our team tonight?
Yep. I'm itching all over because I'm peeling.
Oh.
We had one day when we had a little bit of rain and storms, and it was cool, and we sat outside, didn't put sunscreen on, didn't think we were getting burned. They always say you burn worse on a cloudy day. But anyway, we had a wonderful time. And, of course, King, Prepaid Legal does everything in a class act way, and they really treated us right. They always do. But this was – it was just a very slick, well-run, you know, stress-free. You didn't have to worry about anything. Once you got on the plane at the airport – everything was taken care of. They, you know, they met you at the Cancun airport in big tour buses and, you know, put us on there, took us right to the resort. When we got into the resort, which is right on the beach in the heart of the hotel zone in Cancun, and it's brand new resort. I mean, it's just been open a few years, so everything is just squeaky clean. It's old, modern, real content. Feel like I'm in Spain more than Mexico. It doesn't look like the Caribbean. It looks like something you'd see in, you know, somewhere in Europe, but just a spectacularly beautiful building. We go into this reception hall. They give us cool towels for our face, wet towels for our face, and bring us a drink, and there's a buffet table of snacks waiting for us and massage tables where you can lay down and get a massage to get the travel kinks out. Real quickly got checked in. When we got up to our room, our luggage was waiting on us. Spectacular rooms overlooking the beach and the lagoon, and in every room has a jacuzzi, a huge jacuzzi right in the middle of the room. So you've got this, it's just spectacular, beautiful balcony, and we just had a great time. I tell you, Brandy, what we did most is we ate and just chilled out. I mean, we would. It's like being on a land cruise. Everything's free. Prepaid has put us in an all inclusive resort, so we don't pay for anything. Literally, Cindy and I, the only money we spent the entire time we were there was at the gift shop buying some trinkets to bring home to the kids. But every drink, every meal, room service, we did a lot of room service because, you know, in a hotel, room service is so expensive, but it's free there, so why not? In fact, one night we got in the room, and we'd eaten earlier in the day, but we were hungry, and we didn't want to get dressed to go back down, so we just called room service. I just ordered one of everything. I said, it's free, so we just we get an hors d'oeuvre of this and some of that, and we'll get this soup and this appetizer, and then desserts. We've got three different kinds of desserts, and we just ate. We had a little buffet table in our room and just ate what we wanted and left the rest, and we just had a great time. We got to be there with our, of course, a lot of our team was there. My brothers, Tony and Marcia, were there. David and Sherry and their two older children were there. So we had a little family reunion as well. We just had a wonderful time. Came home fully relaxed and refreshed and ready to go back to work. And I would just encourage, previously other than just take top 10 or top 100 or whatever, they take hundreds. And it ends up being, like 1,500 to almost 2,000 people that end up going on these trips. So really, everybody on this call, if you want to go to Maui, get busy, Main thing is to be in Players Club and then do as much production as you can. The more production you can do on top of the Players Club minimums will help you to qualify, because it is a ranking. You don't want to be Players Club qualified plus do extra production. And then any month that you qualify for ED can act as a multiplier as well. But it's not set up so that just the top dogs will go. They really want everybody to go. And Mr. Moore, what's the name of the gentleman, Ken, I'm asking you, the name of the gentleman that drove you down to Texas that time to the Super Saturday?
Billy Mack.
Billy Mack and his wife and daughter were there?
They're on the call.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a great time. We're able to spend time with them. And, Billy's a great guy. He's a good producer, but he's not like a Darnell or whatever. He's, not real well known in the company outside of Oklahoma, but he was in Cancun. So I just tell everybody, don't think that this is some kind of rigged deal where they just give it to the favored sons and daughters. This is designed for anybody who wants to know, who's willing to be consistent. Just this whole time of the contest, just be consistent and do as much production as you can. Write good quality business. You don't want to write a bunch of junk just to get the counters on the books. You want to write good quality business. And you can go to Maui. And it's what Maui's going to be is a little different. It's not an all-inclusive resort. So they're going to pay for our trip, our airfare, all that stuff. And then they're giving us $500 spending money. So that'll pay for our food and incidentals while we're in the resort there in Hawaii. So I'm excited about that. Cindy said of all the trips they've ever given, this is the one she wants to go on the most. So she told me to get my butt in gear and get busy and make sure she gets to go. So.
Well, I appreciate her saying that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's good to have a wife to motivate you, isn't it?
I'll send her a check in the mail. Jeff, could you call me tomorrow?
I sure will. I meant to call you today, and it just didn't happen. So.
No problem.
All right, Mr. Hughes, well, I appreciate you being on the call tonight and sharing your experiences there at the Players Club. Those are always fantastic trips. We always enjoy going on them, seeing our team. And with that, Mr. Moore, I know you said next week we have Mr. Michael McCoy, the identity theft specialist with Prepaid Legal, will be our special guest speaker. I'm looking forward to hearing from him. And I guess I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, Randy, I talked to him today, and he said he's got a lot of new stuff. He's been working on everything. He'll share with us. I told him to share any of his books he's got or anything else with us, because he is a great super guy, and he is the expert in identity theft. And you know the way identity theft's going. We need all the advice, help, anything we can get. If we get on the call next week and we share one thing that increases our sales one a month, we'll have thousands of sales more the next month than we had. So I tell you what, folks, anytime you can listen to anybody and just gain one little tidbit, it's been worth 30, 40 minutes of your time to do that. But, Randy, I'm thankful for all of our team. I mean, we just have so many. Some didn't get to go this year. Some will go next year. A lot of them heading for Maui. But the truth about it is we've got a great team. We've got solid folks, got good producers. And I believe they're mostly doing what we feel like is putting God first and family second and Prepaid third, and we want to keep it that way. And things are looking up for the new future, and I just want to say thank you to all of our team, and thank you, Randy, and God bless you all, and good night.
Good night, everyone.